Welcome to
A Blue Room Podcast,
where a husband and wife duo combine their love of history, pop culture, and the latest drama to bring you a funny, informative, and intriguing podcast. Welcome to our Blue Room. Welcome to
The Blue Room Podcast,
where a husband and wife duo combines their love of history, pop culture, and the latest drama to bring you funny, informative, and an intriguing podcast.
So they say.
I don't know who they is, but...
The haters.
We don't have any haters.
We have haters, you know who you are.
Okay, okay. We are so excited. I hope that this audio is going to work. We have a whole new system. You can't see it in the video. We have a mixer. We have GarageBand. We have microphones. We're trying to make sure that everything works. We can't hear anything, so we don't really know how this is going to go.
This may be a Helen Keller episode.
Okay.
Anyways, what were you saying?
So, originally, we were doing a historical event that he was going to educate me about, and then I was going to bring true crime.
But, what happened? I was looking forward to True Crime Thursday. What happened?
I am a big fat baby, okay? I can't deal with true crime, and also it just makes me so sad. I get so sad, so I can't do true crime. Maybe sometimes we'll do true crime. My mom says that this is a mistake for me not to do true crime. Maybe sometimes we will, but I can't do it every week. So, something else that I love is pop culture. And something that I think you guys will find entertaining is that my husband doesn't really know pop culture, doesn't really know what's going on with pop culture.
I keep up with it. I keep up with the hip. Every now and then the hop. I don't know. Nah, only what Twitter tells me. That's all I really know.
So he's all into conspiracy theories, not actually what's happening in the world. So
Abraham Lincoln conspiracy theories.
Okay.
Did you know his secretary's name was Kennedy?
Oh.
And Kennedy's secretary's name?
Lincoln?
Lincoln.
Whoa.
Anyways, pop culture.
Okay, so I know a lot about pop culture. I'm going to bring 3 to 4, maybe 5 stories sometimes, depending on what's going on that week. And I'm going to bring it to my husband, bring the stories to my husband and see if he's even heard of what's going on and what his takes are. Okay, so it should be pretty entertaining. Are you ready to hop in?
I guess.
You said you were with the hip and the hop.
Let's hop in. Water feels nice.
Okay.
What's funny about that?
Nothing.
Okay, anyways.
Okay, so story number one.
Okay.
Ready? So Pepperdine, the university, has argued that Netflix and Warner Brothers misappropriated their Malibu, California university, whose NCAA basketball team is also named The Waves. So Mindy Kaling has this new show on Netflix.
From The Office.
She's from The Office, yes. Yeah. She has this new show on the Netflix.
I was not a fan of her character on The Office. That's a hot take. Everyone loved Kelly.
I've never seen The Office. That's a really hot take.
She was kind of annoying. I like Mindy Kaling in real life seems funny, but in The Office,
I've just never seen The Office. Seems like it would annoy me.
I love The Office.
We digress. So Pepperdine University is suing Netflix because Mindy Kaling has this new show that is called Running Point. We actually want to watch it, I think, because the showrunner is the same as, Ted Lasso.
It's a comedy?
Yes, it's a comedy. And it's with, what is her name?
This isn't my story.
I know.
Jeff,
oh, no.
I don't know.
Kate Hudson. So it's the one with Kate Hudson and Schmidt.
Is Kate Hudson the one in Titanic?
No.
What is her name?
That's, Oh, shoot.
Celine Dion?
No.
Oh.
No. Celine Dion sang the song.
Oh, wait. No, I've seen this. I've seen this show.
No, it has Schmidt. That's what I said. It has Schmidt.
From the New Girl.
Yes.
We love New Girl. That was a great one.
What is her name? Kate Winslet is from Titanic.
Well, that wasn't that far off.
I know. It's the same first name.
A lot of Kates.
Okay, yeah. But anyway, what...
Wasn't
the
Octomom's name Kate also?
Stop. What do you think of the story here? So Pepperdine is suing Netflix.
But why are they suing them? Because of the wave?
Because it's about basically, Kate Hudson inherits her family's Los Angeles NBA team called the Waves. But the Waves already exist. Isn't that interesting?
But they're like not giving credit to Pepperdine?
I guess not, because they're suing.
I mean, I can understand how somebody could be upset about that. But also, I think the Waves is kind of, I mean, when I hear that, I don't associate that with Pepperdine.
But how interesting is this? The university has also expressed deep concern about some of the series' themes, which include explicit content, substance abuse. So
it's more of a they don't want their brand with that type of
thing. They don't want Pepperdine's Christian values and reputation with that, which now this makes more sense to me.
I get it, but one, Pepperdine's a college. This is about an NBA team. Mm-hmm. And two, like I said, when I think of like the Waves, I think of like Tulane. Like I would think about Tulane's football team.
Who?
Tulane.
Tulane?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're like the Green Waves or something.
That's a horrible name for a team.
Well, I'm saying like I would associate that more with it than Pepperdine. That seems kind of, but also the Waves is a dumb name for a basketball team anyways.
I do agree with
that. I would like maybe like a water polo team. Something dealing with the water.
Some of the people have been wondering what, I'm really digressing here. Some of the people have been wondering what your take is on the Luka trade.
We're going to talk about that right now?
We don't have to, but...
No, I'm upset still. Okay. But Luka, if you're somehow watching this, I don't know why you would be, but we love and miss you in Dallas. Please come back. We'll fire Nico. I'll do it myself. He's the worst. Worst GM in the league. How do you trade? Never mind.
Yeah, sorry. I got him heated. But anyway, that was about basketball. Okay. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I understand being upset, but also, to me, I don't think Pepperdine is necessarily known for their basketball.
I agree. So, I mean, and I feel like this is kind of like,
I don't even know which Malibu's it in.
And also,
is it in Florida or California?
California.
Isn't there a Malibu, Florida?
I don't think so. Pepperdine's definitely in California. But my point is, I feel like they have a good chance to win, but I don't think anything's going to happen to the show.
Netflix will pay them off. They have the money to do it.
But Pepperdine doesn't need any money.
Obviously, they're upset about something, so I mean,
so give them. Would you just give them the money to make them be quiet?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I don't think it's worth it.
That makes sense. Are you ready for story number two?
Sure.
You're going to like this one.
But I will.
Everyone's favorite Golden Girl will be showing up in mailboxes across the U.S. very soon.
The old B-dub?
The U.S. Postal Service stamp bearing Betty White's smiling face will debut on March 27th. So we're almost there.
Okay, I actually have mixed feelings about this. I'll let you finish, right?
It was announced in November, and it would be that it would be in the 2025 stamp collection. So NBC News tells us, and then I'll show you the picture. What do you think of that?
Gorgeous.
He loves Betty White.
Miss that lady.
What was she in that you love? The Proposal.
The Proposal.
Yes.
With Ryan Reynolds, everyone, America's sweetheart.
Don't even get me started. But he's going to talk about Luke, I'm going to talk about Deadpool versus Justin Baldoni.
My thing is, love Betty White, but we've gotten way too careless with our stamps.
What do you mean by that?
You should know this better than anyone. So, when we were getting married, having to send out wedding invites, first of all, stamps are insanely expensive.
Astronomical.
Like, one, I don't understand that.
I don't either.
And two, we've gotten careless with, if you're going to have a stamp, it needs to just have an American flag on it.
I don't know. I was so disappointed. I wanted beautiful stamps on the front of our invitations, and like one of my dear friends just got married and her stamps were gorgeous. They matched the envelope perfectly. They were vintage.
Okay, I'll give you this. American flag and flowers. That's all they need to be on it. Maybe an eagle.
That's fine. I don't know. I think Betty White loves this.
Well, she's looking down on us.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I just don't.
I wish, I'll try, when I'm editing the video, I'll try to post a picture up here of the Betty White stamp so you guys can see it.
I don't know. I love her. I miss her. She was hilarious. She's a woman who only got better with age.
True.
Like, Golden Girls, way before my time, but what I've seen, not a good looking show.
No, but he loves Betty White, and can I tell?
Betty
White.
Let's get past the Betty White thing, then you can get into whatever. Or does that do with Betty White?
It doesn't really, but I'm just talking about, he loves old women.
Dude, you want to set me up for that joke?
Whenever Kathy Bates is on the television, he gets.
I would buy a Kathy Bates stamp.
Over Betty White?
Yeah.
He loves Kathy Bates.
Bates.
So that new show that she's in, what's it called? Matlock. He is obsessed with that.
I love Kathy Bates. Honestly, I would argue that Kathy Bates is one of America's most underrated sweethearts.
That's crazy.
She's great. Everything she's in, she's great. Her range is amazing.
I'll give you that.
Now, I don't know how we went from talking about Betty White stamps to Kathy Bates, but
I'm sorry. He respects the older generation. That was my point. He thinks stamps have gotten out of control, which I kind of knew this would be his take, but I just wanted to hear if he even knew. Did you know that Betty White was going to be on a stamp?
I don't keep up with stamp culture necessarily. Okay. Here's the thing. I love it. I hope her family's happy with it, but me personally, random.
Like, it is kind of random.
I don't understand it.
It is kind of random. Okay, you ready for story number three?
Okay.
1923 stars Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren promise a worldwide story.
Helen Mirren, another older woman that is just...
piercing blue eyes.
Graceful and beautiful. Seriously.
Be quiet.
I'm not even laughing. I'm being dead serious.
They're being quoted saying that it's epic. So Mirren says season two of the Yellowstone prequel features a wonderful mix of the hugeness of human life and then the small, intimate details of human life as well. This is all reported by EW. We are so excited. If you have not watched 1923, we're about to talk about it a little bit. So there is some spoilers coming up. So if you plan on watching it, fast forward this part. 1923 is my favorite show in the Yellowstone universe.
It's one of my favorite shows ever.
Ever. Like, it's beautiful.
I don't love TV necessarily. I'm more of a movie guy. 1923 is one of the best TV shows I've ever seen.
It is so good. It's beautifully filmed. Best costumes. Such a good cast.
And it's perfect because Yellowstone really fell off. We were not happy with this last season, really. It kind of...
It was hard.
The show needed to end, and 1923 is
filling that void for us
so perfectly done. But I would say even Yellowstone at its best, I think 1923 might be better.
Yeah, just, I mean,
just
it's hard,
it's so action-packed, there's no filler episodes.
It's hard because Yellowstone was doing something like during season one and two that no one else was doing anymore. So Yellowstone was so incredible those first couple of seasons. But I agree with you. It's beautifully shot. If you haven't watched it, Harrison Ford's in it, Helen Mirren, Brendan Sklenar, which I love him as Spencer Dutton.
And I think we can both say too, like, we're not the biggest Harrison Ford fans. Like, no, I loved him in Star Wars, of course, but and Indiana Jones I love, but the rest of his movies I don't love.
Yeah.
But in this, he's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's great.
Even being older, like
he is. So spoilers, he is like passed out for more than half of the season because he gets attacked, but he is good.
Yeah, but even in that, he's strong and he is showing that strength, which I don't think Harrison Ford is known as like a pretty boy playboy. I don't think anybody would necessarily call him like
a cowboy,
really. Yeah, like a strong Western cowboy, which he does a really good job with.
That's true. That's really true.
Yeah, can't so wait.
That happens Sunday. We're super excited. What is your bet on when Alex and Spencer are finally reunited?
You and I have disagreed on this. I don't think she comes back until third to last episode.
I don't think this at all. I think she's back. I think they're back together second or third episode.
No. She's stuck in England.
Doesn't matter. I think we're going to have a huge time jump. He loves to do these time jumps, let me tell you.
One of the most heartbreaking and beautiful scenes in television was that ending.
Oh, I was so upset.
Where Spencer is being taken off the boat. He was arrested for fighting. Mm-hmm. And
even though it was not his fault, it was the Lord. That's one of the best scenes, too.
Yep.
If you want to just laugh, go watch the fighting duel with the swords. It's like the second to last episode. Yeah. It's amazing.
This British swordsman and a Western cowboy.
What did she say to him? She says something like, "He's an expert swordsman." And he's like, "Okay."
Well, she asks him, she's like, "You ever used one before?" And he's like, "Never held one." And it's a great scene. But when he's being rowed away and she's yelling at him about, "I'll meet you in Bozeman." I mean, it's just a beautiful scene.
Oh, it's so heartbreaking. We recently We had watched it when we kind of had first started dating together, and then we recently rewatched it. So 10 out of 10 recommend. If you've never seen it, totally recommend you watching it.
And it has Bronn from Game of Thrones in it, who we both love.
Oh, but he's such a bad guy.
Yeah, but he's such a great bad guy. Yeah, he's great. Even in Game of Thrones, it's kind of
morally gray. It's true. Yeah. Okay, fourth story. And then I have a little bit of a surprise that we're going to do.
Oh, no.
So Amazon, MGM Studios, they are taking control of the James Bond series under a new deal with the franchise's longtime producers, Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli. Her name's Barbara Broccoli.
I actually have heard the story. I'm.
Oh, you have?
I'm optimistically...
I'm not. Amazon took Lord of the Rings and really...
Yeah.
Didn't do great stuff with it. So I'm not too optimistic unless...
Well,
do you know what I'm going to say?
Well, let's go back and forth. I know who your obvious number one pick will be.
Say it. One, two, three. Henry Cavill.
I think he's the obvious choice. I think Amazon learned from their Lord of the Rings mistake. I mean, they spent like $1 billion mm-hmm. they spent and just wasted.
Yeah, and no one liked it.
I don't think they'll do that again. I think they'll give the people what they want. The people want Henry Cavill. I don't necessarily think he's the best choice. Just because he's too... It's going to sound weird, but he's like too strong. He's too big and strong to mm-hmm. be James Bond. James Bond is supposed to be cunning and like sneaky almost to a degree. Mm-hmm. Henry Cavill is all brawn. But
there's nothing wrong with that. So handsome, so British.
Okay.
Imagine him...
Kathy Bates.
Be quiet. Imagine him.
I can talk about my crush, too.
That is so weird to admit that on live. Anyway.
I'm lying.
To admit that on our podcast. Anyway, imagine him just saying, shaken, not stirred. Like, well, come on.
That's a great thing. I mean, he is British. So British. Which is already, like, you have to be British.
Strong jawline.
Like when they were, I forget who they were talking about. They were talking about an American James Bond.
No,
it's like
way.
You can't.
In the same.
Oh, thing. It was, oh, why am I? I'm going to look it up. I'm going to find what his name is.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Same thing. Like, I'm all about strong women, but James Bond is a boy. So that needs to be the way that it is.
Idris Elba.
Oh, he would be handsome. British.
I guess he is British. But he was in The Office, too, and he was American.
Was he really?
Yeah.
He was not in The Office.
He was. He was in it for a little bit. I don't know. He would be a strong James Bond. He has the same issue as Henry Cavill.
He's like buff and brawny. Yeah, I know what you mean.
He's too big.
Yeah.
But the next issue, and I've been seeing this a lot, to me, the James Bond films fell off because they were in modern times.
You think they need to be...
They need to be period pieces. The best James Bonds were older England, and it was... Great.
I'm looking up who is going to be the next James Bond.
Like, I think we need to go back to that. We need to go back to, you know, 70s, 80s England. This whole modern thing where you have these modern sports cars, it just doesn't hit the same.
Mm-hmm. They're saying that Cavill might be too ironically old now because he's 41.
Which is what I told you.
That's so insane. James Norton. Don't know who that is. Oh, no. Aaron Taylor Johnson? He's too pretty.
Well, that's what I was telling you. James Bond, that was the issue, too, with the James Bond films. Daniel Craig.
Paul Mescal.
He's Irish or something.
I know, but still, he was amazing in Gladiator.
Too short.
No.
No, well, here's the thing. The best James Bond, Daniel Craig was probably the best James Bond, but he got to a point where it was too old.
Wait, this is hilarious that you just said that. People are going to come after you.
What?
Sean Connery.
I think Daniel Craig was a great James Bond.
Oh, Tom Hardy is, but he's too big and too old.
But James Bond isn't supposed to age. He's supposed to stay the same age.
So are you like Bruce Wayne-ing it? Like you think like he has to be ageless like Batman or something?
That's how it's supposed to be. So that's why when these Daniel Craig ones got to, I can't do this anymore, I'm hitting my limit.
You didn't like that.
No, just because that's not what it's supposed to be. James Bond's supposed to be the same age, and he's James Bond.
Okay.
I think Henry Cavill, 41, you're getting that age because you're getting three films.
Hmm.
And so you think he's 50 by the last one? It's kind of kind of pushing it.
I guess that's true.
But there's enough Just for Men to dye his hair in the world. I mean, he's been doing it for plenty of time.
You better be quiet. He's naturally beautiful and gifted and talented.
You can be naturally beautiful and still dye your hair.
Anyway.
Like Henry Cavill does.
Okay.
Just saying. But he's good. I like him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you did a good job with these. How do you feel?
I mean, I only really knew the last one.
But you did a good job keeping up. I'm proud of you.
I'll try. Every now and then.
So now I want to do... We're going to do an end of episode recap. And in this section of the podcast, I always want to talk about what we're currently watching. If we want to recap anything we've watched, so there could be spoilers here. And what we're looking forward to watching and kind of discussion about that. I do want to say we just dove into the world of Deal or No Deal Island. Loved it.
Very good.
We have...
But I'm a big Deal or No Deal guy anyways. I never was.
Whenever we go to like Main Event or Dave and Buster's, he's always like, where's the Deal or No Deal?
It's a great premise
or
for
Vegas.
A show.
Like he loves the Deal or No Deal. Yeah, yeah. That one's fun.
The Deal or No Deal in Vegas is amazing.
He loves that one. And then also, like all of America, we are enraptured by Traitors. We started watching Traitors last year, season 2, together when we first started dating. And we're watching season 3 right now. And I have been introduced to the world of Boston Rob.
Oh, Lord.
And Boston Rob, I have the biggest crush on Boston Rob.
Kathy Bates.
Boston Rob is a gamer. He's amazing. So we watched him in Deal or No Deal Island. And then we watched him in Traitors. And spoilers here, so if you're not watching Traitors. Losing Boston Rob has been horrible for Traitors.
I think it's been the downfall.
This season.
I would go on to say, I don't think this season's been as good as season 2.
I don't think so either.
And I think one of the big things is the challenges, there's like no physical challenges. Have you noticed that this year?
There's less than last year.
The majority
for sure.
are... puzzles or stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not so much first to get here, first to unlock whatever.
Well, it doesn't help either. The Traitors turned on each other instantly. Now, I was all about Boston
Rob kind of started that.
I mean, that's true. He played a little bit too aggressively, but I was all about Boston Rob getting Bob the Drag Queen out because Bob the Drag Queen was dragging Boston Rob through all this like badness. But...
Well, I think he could smell the blood in the water on that.
For sure.
Like I think he knew that Bob the Drag Queen was going to be downhill quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he knew he had to step up.
Well, he had to get him
something.
Out because Innie was already saying his name, which was annoying. But I really cannot stand Danielle. And this last episode, you said she was a genius, but I cannot believe Carolyn did not defend herself better. Like, it was actually brutal to watch.
See, but you and me disagreed because... When Carolyn got voted out and Danielle's on the ground, like, shaking and like,
I told you.
I thought that was genius.
It
because,
made me so mad.
No, it makes you mad, but I thought it was a genius play because it makes her look so unhinged of, like, everyone thought I was crazy. I think people buy into that.
Ugh, it made me so, so angry. I can't even tell you. If you're not watching Traitors, you need to be watching Traitors.
Especially season 2. Season 2.
Season 2 was so good. We started season 1. We just haven't finished it.
Yeah. We kind of...
It was way less famous people, I think. And that was the... Remember, it was like some of them were normal people. And that's kind of hard to watch. Even though I would die to be on Traitors. Like, even though I'm just a normal person.
Well, we kind of dipped our toe in the water with the Traitors UK also.
Oh, yeah. But that was still normal people too, I feel.
It's the same thing. We don't... Even they're famous people, we don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So we're watching that. And then we're also watching Love is Blind. We're not caught up on Love is Blind because all these new episodes just released today. Love is Blind is hard because the pods get so, so boring, I think.
I think the pods just get a little...
repetitive.
Yeah. And it's a little... Between each season, they're a little stereotypical.
Mm-hmm.
There's always at least one or two guys that has two girls.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to pick. And then one of the relationships, he doesn't get anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, usually they pick the wrong girl.
Yeah.
And then it all blows up in the real world.
Or they don't like the way that they look. And like, that's the hard thing. It does get a little bit repetitive. But
it's, I mean,
we'll keep watching. We'll
it's
watch
an easy
tonight
watch.
Some more. For sure.
I like to call that brainless TV. Like,
you mean mindless TV?
Yeah, same thing. Like, it doesn't take a lot of effort to watch.
That's
while,
true.
While there's some other shows where it's like, if you're going to sit down and watch it, you have to sit down and watch it. This is one
where you can kind of be doing something else.
We're doing laundry, turned on, whatever, but
yep.
I don't know. It's a good show. I don't mind it.
Yep. So we have some things to look forward to. 1923 Sunday. Mm-hmm. Every Thursday is a new Traitors. And there are three seasons of Deal or No Deal Island. So that's what you can be watching right now.
It's a good
Sponsor
one.
Sponsor us.
Once again, easy watching.
Yep. So that is all we have for you today. Thank you for listening or watching a Blue Room podcast. And we'll see you next week with...
maybe a history podcast.
Maybe a history lesson from...
we'll see.
From our history teacher.
We'll see. I don't know if I have time.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
We don't have one yet, but maybe.
Yeah. Bye. See ya.